Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 1098, our topic is nutrition, and the title is Daily Tracking Options to Improve Consistency, and this is actually part two. So back in podcast 1094, we covered this topic as the introduction and kind of a part one. So we're going to be following up and finishing up today, that's the goal, with our part two. So the idea of this is, if you haven't listened to podcast 1094, please go back and listen to that. This one, it builds on that, so there's no point in listening to this if you haven't listened to the first one. Well, actually, hopefully it's still beneficial, but it'll make a lot more sense if you listen to podcast 1094 before this one. So, we talked about a listener in a roundabout way asked how I manage my calories from day to day, given busyness and craziness and inconsistency of life. The way of which I wanted to present the information was to give three levels in which you can track your calories per day, your nutrition per day, and feel successful. How do you feel successful on the most craziest days? How do you feel successful on the medium days? How do you feel successful on the days where you can give your best? How can we not feel like we're losing track? How can we not feel like we're falling behind? How can we not feel like we're a failure all the time? We have to have some options because life is insane and it is very different every day. So you have to be able to track your nutrition differently to be consistent and feel successful. So in part one, we talked about the low-level way of doing this. The easiest way to manage your food is to eat often, eat good. We said that's the phrase. Now, why is that horrible grammar? It should be eat often, eat well. It was just good to reinforce making good choices when it comes to food. The rules of that day are to eat early in the day, eat as often as you can, and choose the best choices available. So we gave an example that you just eat something before you leave the house. I said it doesn't even matter if it's only a stick of butter. Just put something in your face before you leave your house. When you're out and about doing all the craziness that happens in life, just eat anything that's available. You can stop at a gas station real quick. Gas stations always have food. You can grab something from there. We said you can eat something when you get home. So before you go to bed, make something quick. I gave all these options. I gave 10 minutes or less options, really quick stuff. But just eat something before you go to bed. So that way you know you're at least eating three times. You're eating before you leave the house. You're eating sometime during the day, and you're eating when you get home. That is possible. You have to make the choice to do it, but it is possible. So listen to more to part one to kind of learn more about that. We said the second level of doing it would be to break your day into 4-hour time blocks and then try to match your activity level to your calories, like your calories to your activity level. So we said if you know what your target goals are for the day for calories and protein, you just want to divide it by 4. So you're going to be asleep for roughly about 6 to 8 hours of every day. That means there's roughly about 16 more hours that we have to manage. So we just break the 16 hours that we're awake into 4-hour blocks. That gives us 4 4-hour blocks. So if I divide my daily calories, if I have the example of 2,000 calories, I'm going to divide it by 4. That means I should aim for 500 calories per 4-hour block. But we said the better thing would be to match our activity level to our calories. So if there's a 4-hour block that I'm most active, I'm going to eat more. If there's a 4-hour block that I'm least active, I'm going to eat less. Okay? So if we divide our calories by 4, that gives us an average. Say, for example, we gave the 2,000 calorie average. If I have 2,000 calories as my daily target, if I divide that by 4, that means my average would be 500 calories per time block. The time block that I'm most active, I'm going to eat more than that. I'm going to eat, say, roughly 25% more. That's 125 calories. So I'm going to eat 125 calories above my average. But then the 4-hour block that I'm least active, I'm going to eat 125 calories below my average. Okay? So that way I still end the day where I need to be 2,000 calories, but I match my calories to my activity level. That helps us reduce body fat. It helps us feel better energy-wise, have better digestion, all the good stuff that we all want. Okay? So how do we manage protein during that time? We said it's easy. Just divide the day goal by 4, and then just try to keep your protein equal throughout the day. In a roundabout way, as you practice that, it's going to get easier and easier. So listen to part 1 to learn more about that. Now, what I want to do today is to talk about the most specific way you can track your food. We're going to try to get through this, and then I want to give a life application for all of the methods we talked about and what that looks like when you're just trying to go through the craziness of life. So the high level, the most kind of specific way we can track our food in this example is going to be called specific nutrient tracking, specific nutrient timing, sorry, is we're trying to time our nutrients to when we need them, how we need them throughout the day. Again, this is going to even further help us manage body fat, further help us manage performance, adaptations from our training. We're going to get better and better and better results from our efforts if we can give more attention to our food. But some days you can't do this. Some days this will be way above what's possible for you. So you use a low level or the medium level. But on days that you have high level availability, you want to focus on what we're about to say. The main focuses of this day are to have carbs leading into the highest activity level of the day, highest time of the day. So I'm going to eat carbs leading into my busiest time of day. Then I'm going to eat fats during the rest of the day. What this does is it helps manage in kind of better time the digestion of our energy nutrients to how we need to use our energy. Carbs and fats are what we get energy from. Our body doesn't use protein for energy, very rarely. Okay, so body uses protein for repairs and maintenance and yada yada. So what we really look for is, so if I'm thinking about putting gasoline in my gas tank. So if I'm going to drive my car, I'm going to put gasoline in the gas tank. That's what I drive from. Oil, I don't drive from oil, but I do need oil to keep everything lubricated, to keep everything working well, right? Well, protein is the oil. Carbs and fats are the gasoline. So we get energy from carbs and fats. Carbs digest quickly, the energy is available quickly. Fats digest slowly, the energy is available slowly. So if I'm highly active, I want carbs because I want the energy right now. If I'm low active, I want fats because I don't need a lot of energy right now. I just need it kind of spread out. So that's kind of the reason why we have carbs leading into the highest activity of the day, fats at all other times of the day, and then protein is even throughout the day. But you can be more specific with protein and make sure it's peaked post-workout because it's after the workout that protein is most important. That's most used, most kind of absorbed from the body. So we can actually time our carbs and fats, our energy-based calories before our activity, our highest level of activity, which would be a workout. And we could time our protein to be highest after the workout. So if you're looking at how do I manage nutrition the most specific as possible, this is how you would do it. Now, I've helped people earn pro cards in aesthetic sports. I've helped people earn pro cards. Well, there's no pro cards, but elite totals and like awesome kick-ass amazing records in powerlifting. I've helped Olympic level athletes. I've helped professional level athletes. I've helped people who want the most from their body in a lot of different ways. And eventually you need to get to this type of nutrition if you eventually want to peak out what your body is truly capable of. So let's go through an example day. If we look at a person who weighs 160 pounds, they're active. They work out a couple times a week. They don't really care about losing weight, but they do want to be leaner. They want to be stronger. They want to have a little more muscle. They just want to look better. So they're 160 pounds. They just want to continue to be a better 160 pounds. If they drop down to 155, they don't care, but they don't really want to go up. So 160 pounds, they want to look their best. Just over time, lose fat, build muscle, build strength, build athleticism, just become better. Let's go with a 2,100-calorie example of a training day. And we're going to have them eat 160 grams of protein, so they're eating a gram per pound of body weight since they lift weights a lot and then muscle mass and muscle preservation is important to them. Why 2,100 calories? It roughly represents their body weight times 13, which will be a pretty good active day. If they're, depending on the type of training, they might need a little more, body weight times 15, depending on if they're having an off day, they're not working out at all, like a non-training day. Maybe they only need body weight times 11 or body weight times 12. I'm just throwing out something that would be kind of in the middle of most people's suggestions, but this will be different for every single person, okay? So what we want to look for is we can build on the previous example of a four-hour time block. So that way we can still pay attention to better timing, but let's get more specific about the foods that we choose, okay? So if I look at, if I divide 2,100 calories by four, so remember, we talked about in time blocks in part one, we talked about that time block concept of dividing the day into four-hour blocks. So four-hour blocks. So I'm going to divide 2,100 calories divided by four. That equals 525 calories per block. That would be my average. Like, that's what I'm looking for consistently from each block. Now, I'm going to have my high block and my low block, but that gives me what do I go high from, what do I go low from. So 525 per block. Our protein, ease your math, 160 divided by 4 is 40 grams. So my baseline for each block is going to be 525 calories and 40 grams of protein. Now, where it gets kind of like a little bit trickier on this day is we want to eat a little bit below those calories on our lowest level day, a lowest level time block. And we want to eat a little above the calories on our highest level time block. So let's go through the calories first, and I'll talk about the protein, and then we'll talk about meal choices. So if we go with the previous example, we said 6 a.m., the person gets up at 6 a.m., they're going to work out after work. So 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. is their first four-hour block. Medium level activity, they're sitting at the computer not doing much. So we're going to call that 525 calories. So that's their normal kind of what they would aim for, right? So that's the median line. Then from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., they're going to do another medium, which is going to be another kind of activity level day, activity level of medium. So they're going to go for 525 calories. So what it represents is from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., they're getting ready for work, and then they're going to go sit at the computer. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., they're kind of still just sitting at the computer. So those are just medium level activities. But then after the workout, they're going to go and do a workout. So that's going to be your highest activity after their work day. They're going to go and do a workout. That's going to be their highest level of activity. So from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., we said that's the high activity time frame. So that should be the high calorie intake. So they're going to eat above their baseline. But then from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., they're going to bed. They're just getting ready for bed, and they're going to go to bed. So they're going to eat below their baseline. So what we can do from this is let's just take the example of eating 150 calories above baseline for their high activity and 150 calories below baseline for their low activity. What this will look like is 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., they're going to eat 525 calories because it's medium. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it is another medium time, so it's going to be 525 calories. From 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., they're going to eat high calories at 675 calories, 150 calories over their baseline. But from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., they're at home not doing much, getting ready for bed. They're going to eat 150 calories below their baseline. So that's 375 calories. So if you look, it goes 525, 525, 675, 375. This is perfect. When they're mediumly busy, they have medium calories. When they're high busy, they have high calories. When they're low busy, they have low calories. This better matches our caloric intake, our energy intake, to our energy demands, our energy needs. Now, we talked about protein in that we could just divide the day by 4 and have 40 grams of protein in each section and be done. That's totally fine. You can do that. But if you wanted to know what's the next step, the next step would be to use protein more post-workout than other time of the day, which means I have to take some calories, protein from other times of the day away so I can add more after the workout. So I still want to get to 160 grams of total for this day's example. So maybe at breakfast, I only want 30 grams of protein. I have 40 at the second four-hour block. I have 40 grams of protein at the third four-hour block. But at the end of the day, the post-workout time block, I have 50 grams of protein. So it goes 30, 40, 40, 50, because I'm going to need more protein after the workout. Okay? So this is an example of how you could split your protein around and then still be able to kind of better time protein needs to when the body needs it. Our body needs more protein post-workout, so I want to give it more protein post-workout. So this is an example of something you could do with protein if you wanted to. It can get a little confusing. So if you need to, you can just divide your protein needs by 4 and just kind of keep it even all day. But if you want to play with this, you might notice you have a little more recovery. Maybe you have a little more muscle mass. You're a little bit leaner. Starts to get those little nuances. Now, do these things matter if we're not even checking everything else? No. So really, messing with your protein is something that fine-tuning, you know, when you're done with the bigger things. Now, what we want to do when we talk about timing, so our title for the high level is specific nutrient timing, meaning what do I need at each meal? So for example, from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's a medium level activity. We're looking for 525 calories, and we're looking for around 30 grams of protein. Now, if I look at this, I would say, okay, my 30 grams of protein is going to contribute 120 calories because there's 4 calories per gram of protein. That means I have 405 calories left. Okay? 405 calories left. So this is how I would break this down. I know my total calories for the window is 525. I know my protein need is 30 grams. 30 grams of protein contributes to 120 calories, so I have 405 calories left that'll be come from either carbs or fats. If I'm highly active, I want it to come from carbs. If I'm super low active, I want it to come from fats. If I'm kind of mediumly active, then I can have a mix. Since we're mediumly active in this time block, we said it was a medium time block. It's not the low time block, it's the medium time block. So I can have a mix of carbs and fats if I wanted. I don't have to have only fats. I certainly don't want all carbs. I would like to have some kind of blend so that way my energy nutrients digest slowly throughout this time block since I'm using energy evenly and slowly throughout the time block. Okay? So what I would do is I'd look through an example of how to break down a meal. I'm going to give you an example of a meal that I would use at this time. And then we're going to talk about pros and cons and just a little nuances of it. So one of the things I've eaten before as an option is I'll cook 2 ounces of ground beef mixed with 2 whole eggs, and I'll put that together. I cook the eggs where the yolk is still runny, so it has like moisture to it. So I do 2 ounces of ground beef, 2 whole eggs, and I put half of that in one low-carb tortilla wrap, and I put the other half of that mixture in a second low-carb tortilla wrap. So it's kind of like little mini, breakfast burritos. So it's ground beef, whole eggs. So sometimes I'll use like taco seasoning, for example, in the ground beef. So it does feel more like a kind of Mexican burrito. Sometimes I'll chop up a little bit of like tomatoes or anything like vegetable-wise that doesn't add significant calories. But you can chop up a little tomatoes. You can even add a little bit of cheese if you want, if it's within your calorie limit. So what we look through, if we look at this meal, the 2 ounces of ground beef, and let's say it's a normal like 80-20, 70-30, just kind of normal fat-based, so it's not super lean, it's going to be roughly about 180 calories and 8 grams of protein in 2 ounces. 2 whole eggs is roughly 140 calories, 12 grams of protein. Then 2 low-carb tortilla wraps is 140 calories with 10 grams of protein. If I add that up, it's going to give me roughly about 460 calories with 30 grams of protein. That's a little low in the calories since we wanted 525. So maybe I could sprinkle in an ounce or two of cheese. That might get me up to, like an ounce of cheese, I believe, is 80 calories. So if I add an ounce of cheese, it gets me, you know, to closer to my 525. It actually gets me to 540, so maybe a little bit over. And then it gets me to roughly about 38 grams of protein, which would be a little over compared to my 30 grams goal. So maybe I don't want the cheese, and I'm just going to leave my calories a little low, and then I could add in those calories in the next meal. So I would choose to just do the ground beef, the whole eggs, maybe chop up a little bit of tomatoes, and then put that all in a tortilla wrap, eat that. So the meal might end up only being 460 calories, but I got my 30 grams of protein. I'm a little low on calories, so I missed what would look like 65 calories. So I might try to add that to my next window. And that's okay. You know, it's not a huge difference. You're just trying to, and then, for example, that doesn't even factor in the calories of the tomatoes. So maybe the tomatoes end up being 20 extra calories. So I'm really only short 45 calories. I'll put that in the next window, no big deal. Now, why did I want those foods? The ground beef adds some fats. The whole eggs, the yolk adds some fats. But the low-carb tortilla wrap does give me some carbs. So it's a mix of carbs and fats, but it's predominantly fats. And I get my 30 grams of protein. So that would be an example for that time block that reached my goals. I got near my calorie goals. I got near my protein goals. If I'm high or low a little bit, I adjust my next time block. But it gives me a mixture of carbs and fats since I want kind of a slow digesting energy source. So this is what we think of, is what's my protein going to be? And if I look at like this is a breakfast type meal, people like eggs for breakfast. So that's probably a good choice. If it's the middle of the day, we typically don't eat eggs for lunch. So we could have chicken, we could have beef, we could have turkey, we could have ham, you could have tofu. You can have whatever the hell you want that has protein in it. Then just think of, okay, where am I going to get my protein? And then the remaining calories, do I need carbs or fats? And then if I need carbs, what are my carb choices going to be? If I need fats, what are my fats going to be? And then how much of each food do I need to reach my goals? Once you figure this out once, you then have that option forever. So, for example, if I took the time to figure out 2 ounces of ground beef, 2 whole eggs, 2 low-carb tortilla wraps, plus some diced tomatoes, puts me where I need, boom, done. I never have to figure that out again. It's always an option now. So, breakfast, option one, beef egg wraps, whatever the hell you want to call it. So, you can do that and then think of more and more options. So, maybe that's kind of a lot of work for you. You figure out this option and you're good for the day. The next day, maybe you figure out another option. You just slowly build options over time. And then very quickly, you can have 10, 12, 14 meals that you can pick from. And very rarely do people actually eat a variety above 12 different meals. We tend to eat way more similarly day to day than we think we do. So, this is an option of how you would break down the day. For the second time block, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's another medium. So you have 525 calories, but 40 grams of protein. The 40 grams of protein is going to contribute 160 calories. So then the remaining calories should come from carbs and fats. Since it's a medium level, I would want to pick a mixture of carbs and fats. Okay? The 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., we said it was a high level. I have 675 calories with 40 grams of protein. 40 grams of protein contributes 160 calories. The remaining calories, so which would be 515, should come from mostly carbs because we said it's a high activity level. So I want to have mostly carbs. That way I can fuel up for my workout. I can have that energy available right now, right when I need it. Then post-workout, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., it's a low level. I only want 375 calories, but I want 50 grams of protein. So my 50 grams of protein is going to contribute 200 calories, meaning I only have 175 calories left over that I will get mostly from fats. Since I don't need carbs at this time, I don't need the energy right now, I just want the energy to kind of sustain me till I go to bed. So that would be mostly fats. And also fats help slow down the digestion of the protein, so that way the protein gets better quality absorbed since it gets broken down a little bit slower, more of it can be used rather than having it dumped into the system. The body can only use so much at one time, then it expels the rest. So this would be a high level day. Is I know what my target goals are divided by 4. I know what my target protein is, I divide it by 4. My calories, did I say calories? I know what my total calories are, so I divide it by 4. Hopefully I said that instead of the word carbs. But I know what my total calories are, I divide it by 4. I know what my total protein is, I divide it by 4. For my calories, one of my 4-hour time blocks I'm going to have high, so I'm going to eat roughly 25% above my baseline. One of my 4-hour blocks I know is going to be low level, so I eat 25% below my baseline. For protein, I would take away a little bit of protein from the time away from my workout. So if I work out in the morning, maybe I'd have a little less protein in the afternoon. If I work out in the evening, I'm going to have a little less protein in the morning. So like in our example, we did 30, then 40, 40, then 50. So you could do something like that. And that way it kind of better times your protein to be available right after the workout. So that is the higher level day. As we practice this, we'll get used to having the low level day is when shit hits the fan, we have the worst day ever. Our rules for that day are to eat often, eat good. Eat as early in the day as you can, eat as often as you can, choose the best choices available. Done. Just survive the day. Our medium level one was 4-hour time blocks. Again, we divide our daily goal, divide it by 4. And then you kind of set your high and low calorie days. And on that day, we try to have the protein as evenly as we can during the blocks, just kind of get it done. On the more specific day, we actually pick carbs versus fats. We try to break down everything, get to very specific meals. So the life application of what this actually looks like. Let's say, for example, and I'll just talk like through my life, is every once in a while, like Meredith and I help her mom with things since she had a stroke. So if we have to run errands with her mom and kind of do a lot of stuff to help her one day, that's crazy. Those days are crazy. We're just kind of out and about trying to get as much done as we can. Since we have to take the day off of work to get things done during the daytime, we have to get as much done as we can, and it's good to do, but it's hectic. So on those days, I might just do the low level day, eat often, eat good. So I'm gonna have a shake before I leave the house. I tend to have baby food rice, like rice, but it's easily digestible rice powder. So that's creepy, probably But I get baby food cereal, so rice cereal, which is really fine rice powder. I mix that with 2 tablespoons of peanut butter and a scoop of protein powder. Mix that with some milk, shake it up, drink it as I'm walking out the door. I took some crackers with me, just some sandwich-style crackers. I ate that as I could throughout the day. We were at Harris Teeter in the middle of the day one day, getting like some kind of shot of some kind for her mom. So I had some sushi and milk while we were waiting on that, because Harris Teeter has sushi. I like milk, so that probably sounds creepy to people to drink sushi and eat sushi and milk in one meal, but screw it. I like it, so I ate it. And then when we got home, I had some chicken rice before we went to bed. Done. So I ate early. I ate often. I chose decent choices. Successful day. Then the day after, I try to catch up on all the work I missed on the day before and try to squeeze in a small workout as best as I can. So I do the medium level 4-hour blocks. In the first 4 hours, I had chicken sausage with some bread because I didn't have any rice left at the beginning of the day. So I had some little like Hawaiian bread things. So I cut up some chicken sausage, microwaved it, put it in some bread, ate that. It was a meal. So I then had that baby food rice, protein powder, and protein and peanut butter shake in the kind of early mid-morning. I stopped by QT to get Southwest chicken wrap and some cashews I had later in the day, and then I had chicken rice before the end of the day, before I went to bed. That was my 4-hour time blocks. I matched my calories for each 4-hour time block. I eat often. If you notice, I ate 5 times throughout that day. Very happy with that day. Great day. Then the next day, I maybe have cleared away my schedule to where I can actually have a good workout, so I can have a full 1-hour workout. And that one, I'm going to get more specific with my timing. So in the morning, I'll eat eggs and rice. So that way it's a ton of carbs. The eggs does have some fat, but since I'm 285 pounds, a little bit of fat doesn't do much to me. So I can have a little more leeway with mixing carbs and fats, and the fats doesn't mess me up too much, and the carbs don't mess me up as much. So I have a little more leeway with how much I mix together of carbs and fats, whereas the lower body muscle, like the lower muscle mass you have, the more isolated you have to be in your choices. So I have eggs and rice, and then I have my shake. And then that gets me a ton of calories right before my workout. I have an energy drink. I drink whole milk during my workout, which it gives me carbohydrates, gives me protein, but I don't mind the fats, again, because I'm 285 pounds. My body chews through milk pretty quick. I then have chicken and rice after that and steak and rice before bed. Now, not a lot of rice because at those times I don't need the carbs. I just more so like them to help me eat the chicken and give me some moisture to eat the steak. I've done steak and eggs before, but at that night I wanted steak and rice, because we were going to wake up the next morning and do CrossFit. So I wanted to have a little more carbs available as glycogen available in my muscles. So this was available, like an option of how I went through it. So on the one day running errands, you eat low level, eat often, eat good. The next day, catching up on work with a small workout whenever I can fit it in, is medium level 4-hour time blocks. The following day, I got my schedule worked out to where I could have an actual full workout. So I do my highest level of nutrition tracking, which is the specific nutrient timing day, which we covered today. So this is what it looks like. On Monday, did I get to do the most specific way possible? No. But did I fall behind? No. I tended to my needs as best as I could, given the situation. Boom. Successful day. On Tuesday, did I do my most specific, highest level of nutrient tracking? No. But did the best I could for that day and matched my activities and kind of did what I could? Yes. Successful day. Wednesday, I finally got a good day. I got to do it the best I could. Maybe Thursday, I have another great day. Maybe Friday's back to a medium level. Maybe Saturday, we're running a bunch of errands, so I have to go back to the low level. But the key is that every single day, I'm paying attention to my food. And I'm eating well. I am moving forward. Some days I'm moving forward faster than others, but no days am I falling behind. That allows me to feel mentally healthy and allows me to be physically healthy. So the idea of this podcast and podcast 1094 was to talk through how I manage my calories given the craziness of life. When you have good days and bad days, how can you still be successful? So hopefully these two podcasts helped to show that there isn't one way of doing things. You can't have that because there isn't only one way of living life. Life comes at you in waves. It comes at you very inconsistently and can surprise you. So you have to have options available. You have to have ways to kind of manage things. So this is how I do it. and maybe it's something that you can start to practice on your own as well. If you have any questions, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'm always happy to help, always. And I just always want to be available. So if you want any help putting this together, trying to figure out what your low, medium, and highs would look like, email me. We'll work together for a month or two, figure this out for you, and then you have it for the rest of your life. So pretty awesome to know that that's available. Somebody to help educate you, somebody to guide you, and then you get to do with it on your own and have it for the rest of your life to know that you're in charge of your nutrition. You're not feeling the crap all the time. You're not feeling like you're falling behind all the time. You don't feel like a failure all the time. Okay? So if you need any help, email me, brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like today's podcast, please share it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help. It's very very impactful when you share the podcast. Thank you very much for doing so. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean app. That is very impactful. Thank you sincerely very much. And thank you to those who've been donating through the Instagram donation app link. That's been really cool. So thank you to those who've been doing that. Again, just helps pay for the podcast so we can keep doing this every day. If you like the podcast, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if you need anything at all, I'm always here. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.